poofed due to finances and her parents' most recent marital implosion, she'd settle for community college part-time. Business courses, she supposed. She'd have to be practical. Realistic. And she wasn't going to think about it now. She might as well enjoy the moment and this ritual that Parker, in her Parker way, had arranged. Parker and Emma might be going to prom at the academy while she and Mac went to theirs at the public high school, but they had this time together, getting dressed and made up. Downstairs, Parker's and Emma's parents hung out, and there'd be dozens of pictures and, oh, look at our girls' hugs, and probably some shiny eyes. Mac's mother was too self-involved to care about her daughter's senior prom, which, Linda being Linda, could only be a good thing. And Laurel's own parents? Well, they were too steeped in their own lives, their own problems, for it to matter where she was or what she did tonight. She was used to it, had even come to prefer it.
"Just the fairy dust sparkles," Mac decided, tipping her head side to side to judge. "It's kind of Tinkerbelly, in a cool way."
"I think you're right." Parker, her straight-as-rain brown hair a glossy waterfall down her back, nodded. "It's waif with an edge. What do you think, Em?"
"I think we need to play up the eyes more. Go drama."
Emma's eyes, a deep, dreamy brown, narrowed in thought.
"I can do this."
"Have at it," Mac shrugged. "But don't take forever, okay?"